It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
But it is a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Ooh.
Here on Jones and Keefe, which means, Billy Lanny, we have some Would You Rathers today.
Let's get into it, boys. Right. If you're Jeremy Swayman, would you rather play for the Bruins or any other team?
Any other team?
I think at this point, I know he said he was asked point blank, right? Or this was the report that didn't Neely ask him, like, do you still want to play on the Bruins? He's like, yes. I don't think so. I think he is so hurt by this, and you can't tell anybody how to feel, but the arbitration stuff, the whole negotiation process, I think he has been stung by it more than anybody else. There are definitely some bad places to play. There would be teams that aren't the contender that they are, but if the money ends up being somewhat equal, he might love all of his teammates, but I think he is just so turned off about this whole situation. I think he'd rather play somewhere else.
So, me too. Let me ask you this. The Bruins offered him $864. He said no. Would he take $864 from another team?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would be willing to play ball, and I'm not saying another team would offer it, but I think the deal he has declined from the Bruins, or, excuse me, $862.4.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to be careful.
$87.8. I think he would play on that for another team.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot.
Right? The bad blood is here where you're going to hold your nose and take it from another team, but he refuses to take it here because there's too much ill will and bad blood.
Like Char is an example, like one of the great Bruins of all time, but they're like, hey, we want you to have a reduced role here. And he's like, no. But he took one with the Capitals because he just didn't want to do that here. And I think other players, even like quarterbacks, like I don't want to be the backup here, but I'll go be the backup somewhere else.
Let me get, maybe this is a bad example, but it just happened with the Carl Anthony Towns trade. He's a minor player. But like DiVincenzo was supposedly pissed about coming off the bench with the Knicks.
Yep.
But he's going to do that in Minnesota.
Right.
It's easier to do that and tolerate that on a new team than getting demoted on your current team.
Definitely.
It's easier to take that contract from another team than a team that you feel like has screwed you over for 3 or 4 years. And so, yeah, I think he would rather play for another team.
So good thing is, at least with Swayman, this isn't like a Bill Belichick situation where your head coach is also the guy negotiating your deal.
Right.
And then you can see like there'd be really bad blood, like Logan Mankins, Ty Law, like some of these guys that eventually kind of had to part ways. But if they do get a deal done eventually, how often does Swayman have to talk to Sweeney or Neely again? I mean,
probably not much.
I don't think that often.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a chance that he could just suck it up and be like, hey, I like the coach. I like all the teammates, and I'll just play.
Monty plays the good guy, and they're able to
bridge the gap. You have a go-between at least. So that helps.
No, but that's true.
I still think he'd rather play somewhere else.
Okay, what do we have next, Billy?
Would you rather the Red Sox start Trevor Story or Marcelo Mayer at short next season?
Mayer.
Mayer, and it's not close. And I almost fell out of my chair when Marloney was like, you got to have Story be your starting shortstop, and you're not going to move him for Mayer and everything else. Now, they're both injury concerns.
Yeah.
Both guys have dealt with a bunch of injuries the last couple of years. But if the Red Sox aren't going to spend big money in free agency, and neither of us think that they are,
nope.
The only thing to really like grab everybody's attention would be to play the young guys. We've been hearing so much about the young guys. Bring them up and play them. And I'm not saying you got to get rid of Story because I think you're stuck with him.
Right. But I would, but you can make him.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah. Make him your second baseman.
Yes. He was good at second base when Bogarts was the shortstop.
Yeah. Make him your expensive DH. You're already doing that with Yoshida.
They don't really have a second baseman, so have him play second base.
No, I mean, you don't like Vaughn Grissom?
Have him play, have Story play second base, mm-hmm. and then you can have Marcelo Mayer see what he is.
Where's Campbell? Is Campbell a second baseman?
Oh, he might play second base.
Right, he is. So I'm saying,
base.
Trevor Story
Story can take a hike then.
He could be the utility infield. You're paying him either way, so who cares?
Young guns.
Pay him to play on another team.
Yeah.
Pay him to be your
MVP like Sale one side.
Pay him to be your utility infielder. Yeah. Put him at second base.
Let's do it.
If he's a pain in the ass about it, then whatever. Tell him he doesn't have any options.
So Twitch chat saying Rafaela at short, who I wouldn't mind, but I'd get him in center. So
I like him way more in the outfield.
I'd have him flying around in center. You can put Jaron Durand in left, and then you can have, Abreu
Roman
play.
Roman Anthony. Get
oh, yeah, right, right. Forget it. Yeah, forget it. To have Roman Anthony, Rafaela, and Durand in the outfield.
It's awesome.
Oh, we just talked ourselves into a fun little team.
Yeah. No, look.
Instead, it's Trevor Story, Vaughn Grissom.
No,
like,
look, if you're going to do this, I don't need those guys in Worcester. Like, if you're going to do the...
It's a good take, though, Polar Park.
Oh, I have you been?
Not yet.
No. I've not been either. I've heard it's great, though.
I gotta go, in all honesty. I do want
to
go.
I've not been. I would love to take the kid. I've not been. I've been to Portland.
Sounds like a good time.
I had been to Pawtucket a billion times. I've been to Lowell.
Yep.
I've not done Worcester yet. I know, humble brag.
Yep.
What's the Fisher Cats?
New Hampshire Fisher Cats, yeah, Manchester.
I've seen the Fisher Cats up there.
They got a nice little ballpark.
I covered a John Smoltz rehab start.
I was there as well.
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah, we were both there for that.
Yeah, wow. Clunking microphones into one
They had some good pitchers for a while. They had Ricky Romero.
Oh, nice. I liked
they
I
had.
I had some shares of Ricky Romero in fantasy baseball.
Couple. Then they had is it Dustin McGowan. All these scrub Blue Jays pitched there.
Travis Snyder was socking dingers.
Travis Snyder, I think, won the home run derby. Adam Lind was also a nice player for the Fisher Cats.
Adam Lind.
Might have had a bobblehead of his lying around somewhere. That was a good take, though.
He's kicking around in that backseat.
Fisher Cats? Great mascot, by the way.
What do you mean they were? Are they no longer?
No, they are. I'm just saying, but I don't cover the team really like I used to.
Guys,
boots on the ground.
Follow their ins and outs quite as closely as you used to.
No, nice nice ballpark. Yeah, they lucked out because they played Portland a few times when it was small. I want to say Daisuke had a start there. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, beautiful park right on the river.
Lovely. Nice. Lovely, nice. Lovely take. But if you're going to do this, Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah. Listen up.
You're going to promote the youth movement, then play those kids next year.
Play the kids.
And if Trevor Story's your opening day shortstop and Meyer's your shortstop by May, fine. I can get on board with that.
You know what they should do?
Who should it be? It should be Meyer.
I have a great, this is a huge idea.
What's that?
So they have their connection with the 99, right? And they do the kids eat free after a win.
Yeah, correct.
They should pan over to the four prospects scarfing down meals, being this is great.
Oh, that's a great idea.
How smart is that?
Yeah, popcorn. Gold Fever wings are great.
Popcorn, I just gave you Gold Fever wings, cheese and cracks.
So you show a highlight of the Sox winning. You show the graphic that says the next day kids eat free. And then you have these guys just scarfing down a meal.
Slugging big frosty beers.
Wait, hold on a second. I can't have that.
I like that.
Then you have Alex Cora there who orders the adult entree.
Yeah, he
and
could
then therefore that triggers the free kids meal.
He could order the $14.99 big meal is what he could
now
do.
We're
he
talking.
Could, he could scarf down on that turkey dinner.
And in all seriousness, maybe the best idea I've ever had.
It's a freebie.
Yeah, that's one.
That's a freebie
just
for your Red
Sox. Just know
that
there's more.
Yeah, just know that there's more in the
more where that came from.
What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather the Patriots reduce Ramondre's role on Sunday or business as usual?
So this has been a hot topic as he's fumbled four consecutive games. He has lost fumbles in back-to-back games and didn't really get much of a reduction. So he didn't play the next series,
right?
And then he was back in there. Also, he played a little less than the announcers would let you know. They're like, there's Ramondre. I'm like, that's Jermichael Hasty. Like that happened multiple
times. They did correct that at one point.
They were like, they were all over
it. That's actually Jermichael Hasty.
They screwed that up a few times.
They're like, we did not prep for that.
So that was confusing. I feel like it might be a little late for the punishment now. Like, don't you do that in game? I wasn't as freaked out about him being back on the field because he's really your only chance. Like, he's your best player.
Okay. They should have sat him down in the Niners game, though. Like, I was okay with starting the Niners game. Like, they had, and it's two lost consecutively. Like, all right, fine. He lost his first fumble of the year against the Jets. That wasn't ideal. That was a bad fumble. He had fumbled the 2 weeks before, and it was already a talking point going into the game, but that was his first lost fumble. Now you've lost a fumble 2 weeks in a row. So is reducing his role enough, Keith, or should they just outright sit him? I mean, they're obviously not going to, but what should they do?
They should play him. I'd play him.
If he fumbles, he gets stapled to the bench for the rest of the game.
So if he fumbles in this game, then, yeah, he can take his helmet, and you're like, you're not playing again.
Yeah, but I think you might not play against Houston if you lose another fumble.
But you need him. You can't lose the guy. And at least Antonio Gibson, like, Hasty's whatever. Like, Gibson gives you a little something.
I'm okay with more Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson.
But the problem becomes, that's a guy who's fumbled a ton in his career.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we get to
it. No, he hasn't yet, but just know that, like,
it's coming.
That's probably coming. The more you play Antonio Gibson, fumbles have been a part of his entire career.
Yeah.
So it's probably happening, but reward Gibson. He hasn't fumbled yet.
Then bring in Hasty. See what he does. See if he can hold on to the rock.
What's Jonas Gray up to?
It's 2 yards to carry, but he's holding on to it. Ben Jarvis Greenhouse never fumbled.
What's the law firm up to these days?
It's a good question. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's our final would you rather, Billy?
Would you rather go to a Halloween party or a Christmas party?
Okay. I love both.
Do you?
Well, no, you know me. I like to stay at my house. But if I do have to go somewhere, I love both holidays. I'm a big fan of both very much.
I love both holidays.
I do think that you were going to get a little bit more of the risque costume at Christmas. No, at Halloween. So I would go Halloween party. It's a little bit more work. You got to come up with like a good costume. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit more enjoyable. I would say the Halloween party.
Yeah.
I don't go to a ton anymore, but like in my 20s and like early 30s, I would probably say Halloween party is greater than Christmas parties.
You know, Kat and I met at a Halloween party?
No way.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You had a mask on?
You were Salt, she was Peppa.
No, 100% covered face.
There you go. I knew it had to be something.
No chance otherwise. Covered face.
What were you? Seriousness, what costume did you have and what costume did she have?
I was Keith Stone. Do you remember the Keith Stone light guy?
Yeah.
I was Keith Stone.
Keith Stone.
I literally was standing there with a 30-pack of Keystone on my shoulder. She's like, can I have a beer? I'm like, this is killing me.
Look at that.
This thing is so heavy. Absolutely.
You may. She thought you worked there.
Yeah. She's like, are you the help?
It's like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Are you the help? Can I have a Keystone light, please?
How'd you meet your wife? Well, I got her real drunk. I got her hammered. We split a 30 rack.
I had my face covered. She was hammered.
What was she? Do you remember?
Yeah. She was Flashdance.
Flashdance?
Mm-hmm.
It was a match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven.
Keith Stone.
Chugging Keystone lights.
Exposed shoulders.
At my cousin's Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know what that means.
So my answer to the question, Christmas party, is my answer to the question. I met my wife and had a family based on a Halloween party. If I could redo it, Christmas party.
That's pretty good.
That's what I would say.
I like it.
That's how I would answer that question. But yeah, Halloween party. No, you're.
Both are fun.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking as a 40-year-old, Christmas parties, holiday parties. they're not quite as fun as they used to be. Halloween parties, I feel like,
still
if, I,
good, right?
if I ever went to one, they're yeah, still yeah. ragers. Still Halloween parties time. Are ragers.
Yes, Halloween parties.
Endless get, people watching.
People yeah. watch is great. You can make fun of the costumes. They're going to be like some of them really good. There's usually like a costume contest mm-hmm. of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're bobbing for apples. Maybe you're, whatever it takes.
I haven't bobbed for an apple in a long time.
The last time I bobbed for an apple was at a Halloween party. They filled it with like beer.
Oh, where else
like,
would you do it?
A beer apple.
Where else would I do it? Or, I don't know, like a fair, perhaps. Then
that seems like a horrible idea.
I don't know, like I don't know, like a medieval festival,
maybe like an apple orchard
know?
Or a fair, Nick.
Apple orchard.
Get cultured.
Maybe it's a family bonding thing, Nick. Maybe he does it like
yeah,
once a month.
Yeah, me and the kids, we train them.
Yeah.
Guys, bob for apples. Yeah. You want an apple? You got to stick your face in there.
Drown my kids.
Like, yeah, no thanks.
I haven't bobbed for an apple in some time.
Yeah.
Huh.
I have a giant mouth, though, so. Spoiler, I'm pretty good at it. Yeah. I know. That's going to live forever. But the point is, it's a nice time. I think the Christmas parties are fine, and you have, like, the gingerbread house, and you got, like, an ugly sweater, but, like, there's just more doing at a Halloween party.
Yeah.
An excuse to kiss somebody under a mistletoe.
That's oh. true. Just camped up.
Yeah.
We have the mistletoe belt.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
30-pack or whatever.
Hello?
Keystone.
Yeah, keystone case on the shoulder.
I'm just right under the mistletoe with the keystone light. Yeah. I'm like, hello? Anybody? Hello?
Anybody? You're going to need a couple of these first. And they're like, all right, fine.
I got to take the mask off.
All right.
I'm not. I don't want
Let's
that,
go.
Actually.
No, thank you.
Yep. There you go. It's Would You Rather. On
that was good, I thought.
Here on Jones and Keith. Well. Very strong.
Yep.
Very, very strong. Very educational.
Yep.
Keith has a giant mouth. And how I met my wife. That's very, very interesting.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.